Today is Friday, November 18th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Now that the results of the House of Representatives have been called, Nancy Pelosi has announced that she will be stepping down from her leadership position in January after two decades of leadership, though she will continue to remain in Congress as a representative. It's not yet clear who will take Nancy's place, as the current majority leader, Steny Hoyer, has already said that he will not be running for leadership and instead will back Hakeem Jeffries for minority leader, which is the Democrats' highest position in the House. It's also expected that Representative Catherine Clark will serve as Minority Whip and Pete Aguilar as Caucus Chair, who are all, how do I put this, a little more spry than who we had before. Unfortunately, though, it appears that Republicans have already set their priorities for the majority in the House, and the first item on their to-do list is to dig through Hunter Biden's downloads, naturally. The Republicans who are expected to chair the House Oversight Committee next session, jacket list Jim Jordan and James Comer, who I assume wears a jacket, they have already expressed their plan to lay out the evidence that they say that they have gathered from whistleblowers, accusing the Biden family of defrauding the United States, tax evasion, violating several laws, and money laundering, among other accusations. In other words, they are putting forward a projection platform. We still have more election results coming through, believe it or not. Democrat Mary Peltola in Alaska will be heading to the House of Representatives again after defeating Republicans Sarah Palin and Nick Begich for the second time in 2 months. In California, Karen Bass won her race for mayor of Los Angeles, defeating celebrity Darling candidate and Gwyneth's BFF, Rick Caruso, who put $100 million of his own money into this mayoral campaign and still lost. It's giving very strong Bloomberg vibes. In Orange County, Lord of the Whiteboard, Katie Porter pulled out a victory in her challenging district. You do have to wonder in which way the Heather DeBro vote swayed. We have some recent reporting on the coup perpetrator and the first candidate to enter the 2024 presidential race, Donald Trump. According to John Kelly, throwback, when Donald Trump was in office, he repeatedly told Kelly, who was at the time his chief of staff, that he wanted the IRS to investigate a number of his political enemies. At the time, Kelly told Trump that there were serious legal and ethical issues with opening investigations into FBI Director James Comey and his deputy Andrew McCabe, who incidentally were selected for rare and highly intrusive tax audits in the years after John Kelly left the White House. At the time of the audits into both Comey and McCabe, the IRS was led by a Trump political appointee. And based on the plans in the House of Representatives for the next 2 years, this is now what we have to look forward to. And finally for today, you've probably already heard about the virtual mosh pit that was the pre-sale for Taylor Swift's new Eras Tour. Ticketmaster announced that they're not going to be holding a general ticket sale because they don't have enough tickets. They say the pre-sales on Tuesday topped 2 million, which was the most ever sold on the platform in a single day. According to Ticketmaster, the site was overwhelmed with both real people and bot attacks. But unsurprisingly, they didn't blame the problems on their 2010 merger with Live Nation, which made them a monopoly, and therefore, they will suffer no consequences from their Eras Tour failure. Who knew blank space was really about your cart after Ticketmaster glitches? Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying the show, please help us keep growing by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts and 5 stars on Spotify. Or you can just tell a friend or your entire TikTok following. And if you just can't get enough of The Morning Announcements, be sure to subscribe to my new premium episodes where I deep dive into the bigger themes behind the headlines that we can't cover in 5 minutes. The latest episode is about the Christian nationalist plan to make the United States into a theocracy, and Roe vs. Wade was just the beginning. This week, I'm going to be exploring the full biography of Elon Musk. Not the parts that he wants you to know, though. You can subscribe on Apple or Spotify and get 2 premium long episodes a month. And you can get a 7-day free trial on Apple. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.